Lili Nishmas of Kunimish Kamen Ben Revili Melech. Yavamas Par Gudbeis Mishnalef. Mitzvahs Chalitza Beshlosha Dayanim. The mitzvah of Chalitza is with three Dayanim. They don't have to be Dayanim Mumchem. They just have to be able to read the Psukim, like the Rav explains, just like Dayanim would. And the Gemara says is that it's not just three Dayanim. Really, they should add another two to be Mefarsim what happened, to spread the news. Because when you have two more people, it's going to be more well known. And then these other two people you can add can even be people that don't even know how to read. And the three, like we said, they don't have to be mamish dayanim. They could just be hedyotis. They have to at least read, the simple people that have to just be able to read the psukim. Choltza b'minol. A minol is a shoe that's softer, more like the shoes that we wear. But probably the bottom, the soles of the shoes were just like a flap of leather. So, but it was leather. It seemed to be more than one piece of leather that was cut, but softer. If one did chalitza, where the woman would remove his shoe, and the person that did not want to do yibum, the brother that didn't do yibum, not want to or couldn't do yibum, that they had to do chalitza with, if he was wearing a minol, the softer leather, chalitza sekshera, b'di'evet it's kosher, l'chadchila, better not to use softer leather, which is what a minol is, this type of shoe, because softer leather, if it rips, people still would keep it on their feet. And if it's ripped and it's on the feet, it's pasul for chalitza. And since we're concerned that that may happen, we say l'chatchila one shouldn't do, but the Mishnah tells us that if he does it, it's still considered a shoe, and the chalitza is kosher b'dieved. Ba'an pilin, if he's wearing on his foot, not a shoe of leather, but it's made out of other materials, let's say it's just a cloth of wool or felt or cotton, whatever, chalitza sapsula, then the chalitza is pasul. Now, what we didn't mention, the other type of shoe is called a sandal. A sandal is one piece of hard leather that if that would rip, it would be unwearable, so people would never even wear it again. And therefore, even l'chatchila, one should be wearing a sandal, which is a much harder leather. So the next case is b'sandal sheyesh lo okev kosher, a sandal that has an okev, which is a part in the back where the foot wouldn't fall out of the shoe. Like, I guess you can compare it to a slide. I forgot what they call it, a scuff or whatever they call those things. But a sandal sheyesh lo okev means it has a back, so the foot can't slip out. That's kosher, and kosher here doesn't mean b'dieved. It's kosher, like we said, l'chadchila, like the Mefarshim explain. So Tais Yontif says, but why does it say b'dieved, such a lashon? Because Tais Yontif says, we're coming to tell us that even if there's no sole on this shoe, even that is kosher b'dieved. As long as the sandal has a top part, I guess in that case, it would need to have the back as well. But as long as the foot and the back is protected, even if a guy's walking on the ground, that's still kosher b'dieved, it seems, according to the Taisis Yantif. V'she'en lo akev, pasul. But if there is no akev to the sandal, where the foot can just slip out, then it's pasul. Min harkuva lamato, chalitza sekshera. So the shoe that they would wear, let's discuss a minol now. Minol is the shoe that had a softer leather, and they would have straps that would tie the shoe together. And the straps would many times go up the leg. However, if the straps went all the way up, but was still below the knee, minarkuva olamat, it means below the knee, chalitza sekshera. Then the chalitza, when they take off that shoe, it's kosher. Minarkuva ulamala, chalitza sapsula. However, if it's tied all the way above the knee, then the chalitza is pasul. Because like Taisis Yontif brings, the Torah says, mi'al raglo. It has to be something that's on the regel. But anything that's above the knee, it's not considered above the regel. It's me'al of another me'al. It's like above of an above. So it's too much, it's too high up.